With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Welcome back to Master Your Mindset Podcast, episode 148.
What's up, everybody? In this episode, we're talking about expectancy theory. Let's go. T-Money, what's up, brother?
Oh, you know, just living.
Man, it was so good.
It's Friday.
It was so good seeing you this week down in Orange, California, man. I got to see you in your element. What was the name of that spot we had coffee?
Contra Coffee and Tea.
Man, I had the best iced mocha. It was like a natural version. I don't know what was in it, but it was delicious. But it was good to see you. It's good to see you now. Excited to deliver some value to our listeners. Today's topic is on this psychological term called expectancy theory. So what that term means, expectancy theory, is this in simple terms: what you focus on expands. As we've been talking about for years now, this is year three, T-Money, Master Mindset Podcast. It's these truths, these fundamental laws of the mind of success. Thoughts become things. Like attracts like. Energy flows where focus goes. At the same time, what you resist persists. So if you're expecting failure, fear, or if you're having language like don't, can't, it's too hard, it's too difficult, drama, or you know, making excuses, man, you're just going to attract more of those things. If we can shift our focus, our mind, to have abundance, gratitude, to expect growth, to have hope, to focus on what you want, not what you don't want, you're going to give yourself a much, much better chance. So T-Money, have you ever had an experience where you set this clear goal, and even though you didn't really know how to get it, things just started to align, or you had ideas, you had omens, you got around people, you heard something that helped you get that goal?
Yeah, I mean, I think if I look back, like, kind of touched on this a little bit before, but I had a goal coming down to school that I wanted to somehow get involved calling sports games down here, and having no idea how that worked, how the school was, the culture, or anything like that. I was in the beginning, I'm like, I'm going to make this happen, but I don't know how. And then kind of as soon as I got down here, things started falling in place, met people, learned about like the, cause here at Chapman, we have a sports broadcasting club that does all the games. So like got involved with that, and then eventually was able to actually call the football game 2 weekends ago. But I think that's one perfect example right there.
That's amazing. So team, remember, what you focus on expands. Your brain is a magnet. So here's a three-step process I'm going to teach you to help you utilize this truth, utilize this skill of when you visualize, what you focus on, when you set goals, when you believe it. So it's three steps. It's focus, feel, find. Focus, feel, find. Step one is to focus on and have a clear intention and lock in on what you want. Focus. If your focus is on what you don't want, it's going to create a neural pathway, a subconscious, a mental groove to attract, manifest that what you don't want. So if we can identify and focus on what you want, or focus on this thing that you're working towards, then step two is to feel. Don't just think it, feel it. Use all your senses, but feel abundance, feel joy, feel gratitude, feel that. Because a lot of times, T-Money, when we're in these like ruts in our life, we're asking ourselves the wrong questions. We're saying the wrong intentions. Why can't I find the right person? Why am I out of shape? Why don't I have the career that I want? Instead of asking the right questions, what is in my control? How can I utilize my strengths? How can I serve people? and shift that emotional state. Remember, Team Money, your thoughts become physical. The brain thinks in pictures. So it's this thought cascade, thoughts, pictures, emotions, control into action. So focus and feel. So if you can attach a feeling and emotion to a vision, it's going to magnify it 10x. And then once you do that, what happens is your subconscious becomes Google. Your brain is like Google. Team, have you ever noticed that a lot of times you kind of get your ideas and some of these clear things, these truths come to you when you're in the shower or going on a walk, when you allow yourself to quiet your mind and just to let go. Has that ever happened to you before?
For sure. Especially the shower one. You'll just be sitting there and all of a sudden some genius idea pops in your head or that's I think where my brain works best is in the shower.
That's awesome. Hey, what's up, Master Your Mindset listeners? Colin here, your mindset coach. I'm so excited. You can order my new book, Quiet Mind and Quiet Mind for Kids, right now on Amazon. Get the tools and strategies and tactics that I haven't shared on this podcast. So you get a mental emotional toolkit to lower nerves and increase unshakable confidence to perform at your best. I got Quiet Mind, which is for teens and adults, and Quiet Mind for Kids, which is for the youngsters. And parents, our kids need tools today to be their best. So go to Amazon right now and get your copy.
So call it the universe. You know, I'm a person of faith. Call it God. Call it the ether. Call it the quantum realm. Your thoughts are creating a neurological, a kind of just like how on TV, there's a connection on the internet, the radio. Like, I don't know how these connections are working, but it's sending out signals. Like, and you, I pinpoint things that you want and you can kind of ask a question to your subconscious. Look at this. Your conscious brain is the goal setter. Your subconscious is the goal getter. So if we can ask better questions, your subconscious is like Google, it's going to find a solution. It's going to find an answer. And sometimes when you least expect it, so you don't have to have all the answers. You don't have to have this perfect plan. Set your intention, feel, have hope, have abundance, attach love and joy to it, gratitude. You're going to change this frequency to attract and find a solution. You're going to bump into somebody. You're going to get an idea, an omen. You're going to hear an idea. You're going to meet somebody. You're going to get this clarity. You're going to find what it is that you are looking for. Your subconscious is that powerful. It starts with focusing on what you want. It starts, again, number two, is feeling as if you already have it. You don't have it now. You already have it. It's just you haven't had it yet, but just have that belief, that hope, that trust. And then you will find it. You're going to just trust that I'm going to find a way. I'm going to find a solution. It's those three steps. What you focus on expands. Focus, feel, and find. Team Money, let's go. Guys, if you like this episode, share with a friend. Let's start practicing those steps. What's one thing you want? Pinpoint it. Experience it. Feel it. And expect. If you trust, ask the right questions, you're going to find that solution. You're going to find a way in. Team Money, the body has limits.
But the mind is limitless.